Hello, everyone. I'm John Mielke, and this is a special holiday edition of Parkside Today. During my almost 20 years at UW-Parkside, colleagues often share why they gladly dedicate their time and talent to help Parkside students succeed. As UW-Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford noted at the recent 2019 winter commencement, UW-Parkside students are prepared to succeed thanks to innovative and caring faculty and staff. Let's start this program with comments from Alyssa Knepper. Alyssa may see more perspectives of the UW-Parkside campus than anyone. That's because she is the campus photographer.
I am grateful for being able to photograph the different events on campus that allow me to get to know the students over time. So from the beginning of Ranger Welcome to theater productions to concerts to classrooms to research posters, it allows me to kind of get to see the story of our students. So by the time we get to commencement day and I see them graduating, there's the opportunity to know how far they've come, and it's really cool to see their success. And we've also built kind of a friendship at this point too, so there's, you know, when they see me, they're excited to see me and they recognize my face, and I think the feeling is mutual. So by that point, there's the opportunity to have some really great photos of these students, and I think that's really cool. And I had a conversation with four students at commencement this past weekend, and it was kind of that same thing of we've worked together in with the theater productions, and it was bittersweet to see them go. But it was also really exciting for me because they've earned their degrees, and I'm really happy for them.
Athletics is more than just competition. Athletics is about connections to the community. Here's Chris Barker, Senior Associate Director of Athletics for Administration and Revenue Generation.
I am grateful for the opportunity to serve students of many different backgrounds here at Wisconsin Parkside. I'm thankful for and grateful for an amazing staff, faculty, just in general here at Parkside, and I'm thankful that we're committed to the community and serve not just one, but two in Racine and Kenosha County.
Each faculty member is challenged to find new and different ways to reach students. Associate Professor of Communication, Dr. Adrienne Viramontes, shares her thoughts.
Well, let me start by saying this. First of all, if you hold the title of any kind of professor, it's not actually just a job title. It describes a lifestyle, or at least it used to. And that lifestyle is really all about your work and how it affects your life, and then how all of those things affect the relationship that you have with your students. So just location-wise, I'm extremely grateful for the fact that we're between Chicago and Milwaukee. And I grew up in the Chicagoland area. So actually, when I was offered the position here, it really felt like home for me, because I went to an undergraduate institution that was an extension of Purdue in Hammond, Indiana. It was a very similar size. It had a very similar amount of students. And almost all of the students, including myself, were working class, a lot of first generation. There was a massive amount of diversity because we were from Northwest Indiana. And so ending up here for my sort of career, it seems to fit perfectly within the path of my life trajectory. So that would be number one. Number two, what I really love about this place, what I'm really grateful for, is that the focus for the entire university's mission is really student-centered. It's all about teaching. And one of the things that I love about that is that it's an opportunity, and you don't get it everywhere you go. So even if you go to a small liberal arts college anywhere else in the U.S., they're very, very, still very traditionally focused on what PhD folks should bring or have to offer. And here I find that this place gives opportunities for people with PhDs. I know we're such an oppressed group, aren't we? But they give people with this particular degree different ways to excel at, you know, managing knowledge or discovering new forms of knowledge, especially in relation to teaching, about the ways to relate to the students, which, you know, as I get older and the students, it's not that they're getting younger, but they are just younger. I like that it feels like a challenge to be able to understand the world from their perspective, which seems almost like an impossibility. But it kind of makes it fun, you know? And the day that the relating can no longer occur, I think is a great sign that it's time for me to retire. And that hasn't occurred yet, so I'm really grateful for that. So I like the kinds of different opportunities that are here. I love, again, as I mentioned, the diversity of students. But what I want to focus on in terms of the word diversity is not just race. That is sort of like the person who didn't feel like reading the book on it way of talking about diversity. But I love that the average age is 26 years old. I love that we have veterans here. I love that a group of students can all come to one classroom and be from totally different walks of life. That is a great academic challenge. And again, when your life is all about dealing with ideas, then dealing with ideas from real people who are from totally different spaces and places, I think is one of the best challenges we can, you know, meet. So I'm very encouraged by that. I already mentioned the student-centered culture that we've got here. And I think that because it's student-centered and because, at least in my department, we are proud to call ourselves teacher scholars. And teaching comes first for us. We're dedicated to it. But we truly study the things that we love, and then we bring that kind of enthusiasm to our classes. You know, and we're always assessing and we're always evaluating our own performance so that we try to make sure that we don't, you know, create these huge gaps that students inadvertently fall into. And so we try to be very conscious of that. But one of the things that offers us is to really remain challenged about the kinds of ideas, you know, that you need to sort of constantly be thinking about in order to be an effective teacher. Teaching these days with students who don't know, who really have never read anything but their phone, you know, you really have to be engaging. You have to understand how to gather someone's attention, how to capture it, how to hold it, how to impart things or give assignments that are actually going to give them an experiential, I hate to say experiential experience, but experiential learning, because there's really nothing left. The day of the lecture, I know people still do it. Sweet God, it's really one of the worst things I've ever had to sit through. I'm the worst college student that ever has been. And in some ways, it's really served me well, because the students that are in my class now, they're worse than me. So, and I say that with love, but, you know, because it challenges me to come in every day and have something to say or something to offer or show that it will engage them in something other than looking at their phone.
Associate Professor of History Dr. David Bruce talks about what it means to return to a university that was part of his life a number of years ago.
The first thing that comes to mind is I'm very, very appreciative of the diverse nature of our student population. The fact that we have so many different students from so many different backgrounds at different stages in their lives, and that they've come to Parkside because they see Parkside as an integral part in continuing to moving on to their next stage. But also, at least for me, the fact that they've taken my classes and allowed me to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I'm also very grateful for the fact that Parkside as an institution has allowed me a degree of academic freedom to create a course catalog that is, they've allowed me the ability to do classes that are both required, but classes that I really want to teach. I really want to create and present to the student population. That's something that's very important to me, and I'm very glad and thankful that Parkside has allowed me that freedom. But I would also add that just as someone who attended Parkside at one point in time, and I attended, oh, it's about 30 years ago, for 2 years, there's a sense of of coming back and being able to help promote an institution that played a very important part of my life a long time ago.
In the Department of Teacher Education, students have the opportunity to meet Program Associate Mary Henderson. Mary and her family members have watched Parkside students and the university grow and succeed. So Mary Henderson, current holder of one of the University Staff Distinguished Service Awards, what are you grateful for at UW-Parkside?
Well, I am grateful that I won that award and that a lot of my colleagues here actually saw the service and stuff that I do for our students and our faculty and staff. Everything that I've done, that they recognize me, that they have nominated me, mm-hmm. and then that I was able to win the award. Yeah. That was pretty prestigious. I mean, I even had a friend who was out here for the craft fair and took a picture of my picture and sent it to me and said, I guess I'm very proud of you. I mean, so even people from the outside have seen that and stuff. So that makes me very excited. I'm also very excited that I worked here back in the early 80s. Like 1985, I was a student here, and my mom also worked here. She was the assistant director of financial aid. Mm-hmm. My husband also was like a financial aid counselor and was director of financial aid at one time, too. Mm-hmm. And when I went to school here and was working as a student, I met him here, and so then we've got married. And so I'm very blessed that I've been able to come back to where the roots of my family came. My mom, my uncle, my sisters. Yeah. So that is very thrilling for me when I was given the opportunity to come back here and work. And then to see when my uncle passed away, he used to be the chair of the math department. Mm. He passed away years ago, and we were trying to think of something to honor him. And the one thing my family did was we set up a memorial scholarship in his name. Mm-hmm. So being able to contribute to that and give more money to that, and even then when my parents just recently passed away, we added to that. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about that is that scholarship is for teacher education students. A lot of them were students who I now know by working in this position that were recipients of the scholarship.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting to see a couple people, and I'd be like, when I first started working here, I'm like, I recognize your name. Why do I recognize it? Well, it's because they were the award recipient of the scholarship.
Yeah.
And so then we get a nice thank you letter from them every year. And so it was just kind of like, so it came full circle from what we started to coming back here to working to then seeing our students. So that's what's really exciting.
So, I mean, you're obviously connected to Parkside in much more than just, oh, this is the place where I come to work in the morning and work here and go and leave in the afternoon.
Yes. I grew up this way. I mean, I grew up, my mom working here when I was a kid, worked here for like 20 plus years and stuff. I mean, to the point where their office wasn't even on the campus. Their office was the 10th hole at Petrifying Springs Golf Course. Where the financial aid office used to be. So as far back as knowing that and being on campus and getting to do things on campus and thinking, oh, wow, this is so cool. I can be with all the big kids and stuff, to coming all the way full circle and, you know, me and my husband getting married and having all, and then coming back here after the scholarship, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very exciting.
As in your position with teacher education, the teacher education department here at UW-Parkside, what is it about work? I mean, you're in a department that is somewhat new.
Correct.
It's been revitalized, and that's been about 6 years now the program has been back running again. And what sort of interaction do you have with students who are part of the teacher education program?
I'm usually their first point of contact. All our marketing information, anything, is to contact me, and I can put them in the right direction where they need to go, whether they need to talk to the advisor, whether they need to talk to the chair, the dean, a faculty, staff member, and so helping them, and then also letting them know I'm here. They can just talk to me. Mm-hmm. My candy jars are always full, so they can come in here. I used to have students that would just come and just want to just sit on my couch and just talk, and I just let them know you can come in here and do it. And one thing that is exciting, too, about being with this program that's new is it's all new, and we can make it. Mm-hmm. We can slowly start changing things and make it the way that it's great for our students.
Yeah, great. Well, Mary Henderson, Program Associate here in Teacher Education, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Dr. John Skalbeck, Professor of Geosciences, Academic Director for the Master of Science in Sustainable Management Program, and Faculty Athletic Director, recently shared some of his thoughts with the Faculty Senate during his final meeting as Interim Chair of University Committee.
So the first thought I have is I'm thankful to work directly with students and collaborators from diverse backgrounds on research and service projects of my choice. And this past week, I worked with students down on an erosion project in the Kenosha Dunes. I've been fortunate to collaborate with University of Ostfalia in Wolfenbüttel, Germany on a master's degree. And this January, I'm gonna be going to Kerala, India to take part in the International Conference on Sustainable Globalization. These are amazing things to be a part of. The second thing I have is that I'm thankful to be immersed in a community of intellectual and creative activity that encourages learning and reflection. So attending these noontime concerts, seeing works of art in our art galleries, attending Science Night lectures, this Smart City lecture series, these are very stimulating intellectual things to be a part of. And then the last thing is that I'm thankful for the opportunity to contribute a voice in the administration of this institution that strives to better itself on behalf of our students, university colleagues, and our community partners. I'm able to have regular meetings with the chancellor and the provost. I participate in 10-year deliberations for my faculty colleagues, and I'm also able to give my input as the faculty athletic rep. So these are things for that I'm thankful for, and I encourage you all to be thankful.
Dayo Akinlade, Assistant Professor of Management Human Resources, shares her thoughts on appreciating what you do and appreciating where you are.
Well, this is my first semester at UW Parkside. And so far, so I've worked in different places. You know, sometimes you get to work in a great environment and you may not necessarily like what you're doing. Other times you work in a not so great environment, but you love what you're doing. For me, I'm working in an environment that I love, and I'm doing exactly what I love. So I'm really grateful for that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Last week, my husband and I went back to Hartford, Connecticut, which is where we actually started our journey in the U.S. So I'm sure you can tell from my accent and from my name that I'm not from the U.S. So we started our journey like 26 years ago. And the reason why we went back to Hartford was to attend an event which we had put together with some friends to honor somebody who had been very instrumental in our lives. Mm. And it was to say thank you. That was the name of the event. Thank you, Dr. Schneiderman. And being back in Hartford, Connecticut really brought me back. You know, like I said, this was over 25 years ago. And it made me realize how much I need to be grateful for over those years. You know, when I look back to where I was then and where I am now, and I think about all the people. So he was one of them. I think about all the people in my life. My parents, I'm so lucky to have both my parents alive. I have a wonderful husband, three wonderful children. At the time, I didn't have any children. And I'm now doing something I love in a place that I love. So it really gave me time to reflect. So when they asked me to do this, it was like, oh, this is a great time to do this, because I actually had time to sit down and think about where I've come from 25 years ago. And I'm really, really grateful for where I am today.
Alfredo Sandoval Flores is one of those people who has the opportunity to see the university through a rather unique lens. He works with students as a senior academic advisor in the Student Support Services Office Alfredo and his colleagues help students find their path towards success.
What am I grateful for? Well, I'd say a number of different things at a number of different levels, I would say. I think that at a personal level, as a family man, I think that I'm grateful that I work in an environment that is very rewarding in terms of being able to work with many people and assist them in many different ways to help them reach their goals, mm-hmm. Whether they're personal or academic or career goals. Mm-hmm. And also on that same personal note, I live in Racine, Wisconsin. It's maybe like a 15-20 minute drive here, so it's not, very far away from home. It's part of this institution is essentially part of my local community. So I work within my community, and we have a lot of students that come from Racine Unified School District. So I feel that, it's making an impact towards helping a lot of the students coming out of our city to be able to pursue, their dream of achieving a higher education. Mm-hmm. On the personal note, I think that as a parent, it's also great to be able to work within an institution that's family friendly. Mm-hmm. I'm able to have a certain amount of control over my schedule, whereas if my kids are being released early from school, I can, usually work that into my schedule. We have a decent amount of time that we can take off that's built into our contract so that I can, spend time with the family and mm-hmm. go on a vacation or just, while the kids are off during the summer, I can take a couple days here and there. So I think there's a number of different things on a personal level that I'm really, really grateful for. As an employer, this institution has really been great. I think beyond that, on a professional capacity, I mentioned being able to have an impact on our local community. I didn't grow up in Racine, but I've been living in Racine for many, many years now, and it's my home. And to be able to work in an institution that directly contributes to the betterment of our community by providing educational opportunities to our students who are graduating from our local school systems, I think that I've grown to appreciate that more and more as I've grown professionally. And I talk about Racine, but I mean, Parkside is, that includes Kenosha as well. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I didn't grow up in Racine, but when I came to this area, I saw Kenosha and Racine basically as the same community. I know the cities have very different histories and very different communities, but so much and similar as well. We're all part of southeastern Wisconsin, and in some of my prior positions, I've learned that in southeastern Wisconsin, we have a bit of a brain drain, where a lot of times people, students who then grow on to be professionals tend to maybe leave the state to seek out better opportunities. And I can relate to that. I came to Wisconsin looking for better opportunities. But the thing that I like about Parkside is that a lot of our alumni stick around this area, it's great being part of that, being able to kind of put my drop in the bucket of being able to contribute to the success of southeastern Wisconsin, and particularly Kenosha and Racine.
I hope you've enjoyed getting to know a few of the dedicated UW Parkside faculty and staff just a little bit better. When I have the opportunity to talk with students and alumni, one consistent message is very apparent. They appreciate the genuine interest and concern of faculty and staff. It's a pleasure to work with people who care about making a difference. To hear past editions of Parkside Today, visit uwp.edu/parksidetoday. I'm John Melke. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays, everyone. I wish you a very successful and happy 2020.